Hello respected viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. In this video I'm going to comment on Labour MPs who've incited violent crime, racism and misogyny. Now all these things are loathsome, but it's all the more nauseating coming from Labour Party, who are so self-righteous on these issues, who are always throwing around accusations like confetti. The word racism is part of their breathing mechanism. So they're constantly making bogus accusations against others. And yet you can be promoted to the cabinet if you've done this thing yourself. Now, Wes Streeting is one of the most detestable Labour MPs. He's just nauseatingly sanctimonious. And he's now health secretary. So he's a man of raging vanity. You can tell that from his hair. It's always just so. I would swear he wears makeup. Now, I don't dispute his right to do so. And I don't just mean when he appears on television, when they're daubing his face with something so he doesn't look like a ghost. But anyway, he's published inflammatory posts in the past. And it's sickening that Labour should be so alarmist about this sort of thing and yet promote someone like that. So he said that he would like to murder journalist Jan Moyer, a woman. So that's violence against women, the very thing that Labour says that it hates the most. One of their own cabinet ministers can propose that. Not a slap, but the ultimate act of violence. Said there'd be nothing natural about her death if he pushed her under the train, that she's a bigot. Well, Wes Streeting is a bigot, because that's what he wants to do with dissidents, anyone who doesn't share his opinions on absolutely everything. So it really is sickeningly hypocritical that someone like that would hold such a high office in the Labour Party. And usually under Labour, if you say one wrong word, that's it, you're out, cast into the outer darkness. I mean, I remember Labour parliamentary candidates in 2010 who'd crack jokes in a questionable taste, no forgiveness, no second chances, chucked out. And the Labour candidate for, where was it, Chingford, I can't remember her name, a very distinguished lady with a PhD. I was at the university with her, but I can't quite remember her name. I didn't know her very well. But anyway, she was going to stand against Ian Duncan Smith, Sir Ian Duncan Smith, the former Conservative and Unionist Party leader. But she liked a tweet, which was a tiny bit contentious about Israel. And that's it. She was instantly dumped as a parliamentary candidate. She didn't even tweet herself. She simply liked a tweet. So then she stood against Labour as an independent. And I do have some sympathy saying, well, if you're going to do this to me, I'm going to stand against you. And it denied Labour the seat. That's the only thing that saved Ian Duncan Smith. Up to that point, IDS was IDS in deep shit. And he hung on to his constituency. So that woman got about 10% of the vote. Okay, she could have waited another 5 years. Maybe Labour would have given her another go. Maybe they wouldn't. But, you know, life is time limited. She wasn't going to wait forever. There was another Labour parliamentarian who published a false story about a woman being subjected to an acid attack, a Muslim woman, which is therefore going to aggravate animus against non-Muslims, against whites, or almost all whites and non-Muslims in the UK. That was happening in a quite specific area, Northeast England. Methinks it was Middlesbrough. And there'll be other examples of this sort of thing. So it really is revolting that they're able to get away with this kind of stuff. But, you know, not surprised. Or what's her name, Jess Phillips, who's supposedly in charge of preventing violence against women and girls. Even she acknowledges that her loose language really aggravated the situation when it was very delicate indeed. So, and that's it. You know, Wes Streeting even went on to say that he would like to set up a vigilante organization to push nasty people under trains and so on. That Geert Wilders, you know, a Dutch politician. Wow, it really is staggering. Geert Wilders, now there's a lot that's detestable about Geert Wilders, but he would stand up for Wes Streeting's rights as a gay man, which couldn't be said about some of his enemies and things like that. So that's the Labour Party for you, dishonesty and hypocrisy and inciting violence and misogyny and racism, the very things they're supposedly pledged to oppose. It's a very worrying thing that they want people jailed for expressions of opinion, even contentious opinion. Now, when Wes Streeting said this is quite a few years ago, it's about 15 years ago, he was in his early 20s. I don't think he should be imprisoned or investigated or prosecuted or anything like that. But Labour, they've got to extend this Ruth attitude to other people. When it's one of their own who says this kind of thing, they can get away with anything, incitement to murder. But if anybody else says boo, that's it. Labour can't take it. They're going to throw their toys out of the pram, and they want to imprison people for really questioning the Labour establishment. So we are in for a long night of oppression with Labour in office with a thumpingly big majority. But it's, you see that again, like an asymmetry of indulgence, the way that they think that they can get away with anything. Right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching my channel. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye then, toodaloo.